Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm chuckling because when we start talking at BBS, they've got dogs barking and they got this and that going on. And tonight I have my dog sitting here at the chair. Now, listening to Don or Doug's dog barking at BBS doesn't mean that my dog isn't going to start yelping any minute, so you can plug your ears if that happens. He's a Maltese, so I don't think he'll be too outrageous. So how's everybody doing? Oh, my gosh, with the latest eclipse and the changes and moving into 2011. What was the other thing? There's something that Mars is doing. Deb, if you're listening, you can phone in and tell us. But there's something that Mars is doing that is pushing us to bring up the kinds of things that we have buried in our psyche that are coming up. So if you find yourself absolutely enraged or suddenly remembering an old wound and really being frustrated by it, and maybe even being feeling lobotomized or crippled or so on by the whole thing, it's really hard. Usually these things come up like a boil at some deep subconscious level and they hurt like mad. But it is a clearing, and that we do want it, because as the speed up continues through this year, as the speed up continues through this year, we're going to want to clear any of the old debris in the subconscious that we're running that we don't really want to run anymore. Family of origin stuff, old relationship stuff, deep beliefs about yourself, self-esteem. And they come up differently in everybody. For me, I get terribly emotional and I really get deep down. And just a sec, I have to turn off my cell phone here. I get really deep down and frustrated with my emotions and how debilitated I feel and so on. Now, what happens with you? Some people get physically ill. Now, Jackie's tonight has gotten physically ill, and I know it's a cleansing and a karmic thing and a kundalini thing that she's going through. So at the top of the hour, we'll be rerunning a show back from December the 2nd where she was talking about hold on to your hats, here come the change, and holy mackerel, this is the change. The change is that we're vibrational vehicles of light. And if we talk about the shift, we know that the shift is really about us getting to the point in our evolution where we can bring up and release the deep defenses, the deep underlying darknesses that create man's inhumanity to man, that make us very defensive, that make us unable to love one another. It's really interesting, isn't it? So what we want is the shift. We hear that there's a lot more political stuff going on that is fraught with greed and power. You know, we heard about, and I'm not going to get into politics because I'm really not the most astute, educated person, but I do see it intuitively, that we heard about Goldman Sachs ripping off a lot of people in the home mortgage thing. Then we heard about how the bailout has increased Goldman Sachs's moolah by an awful lot. So we all know that not only do we know there's corruption, but we know it continues. Even though we all know it, it continues. Listening to Jwal Kool go, he says that when that kind of thing happens in the collective, it is our collective karma. Karma, he refers to as that tendency that we have to accrue or gather all kinds of beliefs and reactions through many lifetimes, and then we move also in a collective form, and we pass on those beliefs all the way around. So some people have a lot of money, and a lot of people get less and less, and the shift, let's put it very simplistically, in the shift, we should be able to move ourselves out of the trance of the old karma running our lives and us believing in all that kind of inequity, and moving into a very deep place in which you unhook, for example, your role in family of origin or your role in different power structures or your role with money, your role with abuse, your role with neglect, your role with greed, your role with dominance or power. We should be able to get in touch with that and then move it through, expand our frequency, and be participants in the creation of a collective that accepts a win-win aspect, a collective that brings us forward in such a way that humanity. You know, there's enough moolah on the planet to feed the whole planet. We don't have to have starving people. There's enough moolah on the planet to fix a lot of the wrongs that could be righted. There's enough moolah on the planet to have homes for everyone and to live a life that is non-toxic. But it's out of control because some of the dominant forces are making a fortune or whatever. It's that they've got the impetus and the trance that they have is that that's a means of success. So that's what they're doing. And a lot of people are just suffering. But there is enough for everyone. So how do we break the pattern? We start to get really in touch with that in ourselves. We get in touch with how we have deep beliefs of defense. We block our own receiving. Oh, goody, you're on the air. Just let me finish this, and then you get to be on the air. So, and as we block our receiving, we block our giving, we live in fear, we keep each other limited, and we don't have to do that. So let's wake up, wake up, wake up. As you come into the shift, wake up and start seeing yourself able to dispel those myths, dispel those trances, and start creating the life that you want in your own heart and soul. That's really simplified, but we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to do a meditation together. We're going to ask for callers. We already have a caller on the line, so we'll take her or him first, and then we'll take any of the rest of you after we've done our meditation, in which we're going to do some manifestation. We're going to do some wonderful healing of ourselves and other people, and we're going to have a political impact. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here, and viva la shift. Now, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Nancy, and I've never called you before, but
I've
been through the ringer this last 2 years. I was in a really good place, really in the flow, really intuitive, and then went through all these challenges, which I'm sure I'm coming out a better person, but I just wondered if you wouldn't mind seeing what my guidance or whatever wants to tell me right now.
I love that. My guidance or whatever.
Whoever, whatever from Spirit.
Okay, Spirit, whichever guys you wish to hold tonight, we're ready. And this is Nancy, and she's been, okay. You have a deep, deep goal. You're anchored by something that you don't need to be anchored by anymore, and it's being pulled up in you. Not sure what it is. It may be the hierarchical male authority thing. Is that it?
Is it my relationship? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about a deeper feeling than your relationship. Your relationship is an echo of that, but they're showing that you've had some really intense dominance by the male, the hierarchy, the archetypal male energy, meaning like the patriarchy, things at jobs, and what you had is like a cork in you or a plug in you. And they show that in the tumultuousness that you've been going through over the last couple of years, and you went through that a few years earlier. Do you notice that? It was like maybe 10 years earlier. And,
yeah.
What you're doing is getting hold of, it's your dharma, your very, very light spirit, but it's your dharma, meaning the soul purpose, for you to pull that out and then release yourself to be a creator. Now, the partnership that you're with isn't all that bad, but he does emanate some of the same structural rules of the patriarchy, the archetypal patriarchy. And that, you can't be a product of that. Where you are is going to rip your vibrational fields apart. So the job is, and this is for everybody listening, actually, the job is to recognize it, see it, feel it, recognize it, and release it. You see?
And how would I do that?
Okay, so what I'm seeing is as if it's like strings that run down through the belly area. That's the area that houses the subconscious.
Uh-huh.
And let's just ask to feel where Nancy holds these archetypal patriarchal strings in her body, mind, because they look like strings to me. And then ask yourself, the higher guidance is making it like puppet strings. Okay. Do you ever feel like you're a bit of a puppet in your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. They want you
like
to...
Like I'm being manipulated.
Exactly. And it's a power thing. And the part of the problem with you, honey, is that you're used to that deep down in the soul. So you may not be doing it consciously most of the time. But so we say, well, we want to bring up to the conscious that which is subconscious. And so they're asking you to hold that awareness, say, I want to feel all the ways in which I've got puppet strings running through me, because they show them as if they're little strings running through your belly. And as you pull them up, you can feel them right now, I think. They come up through the chest, through the rib cage. Can you feel that?
Okay.
Then we exaggerate it, ladies and gentlemen at home, those people that are listening. Call up that in your own body mind, whether you're male or female, and exaggerate the way those strings run through the body mind. We'll exaggerate it. And ask for help from your angels and say, pull this out. I often jump up and down and say to my guides and angels, look what I'm doing with it. Get it out of here, please. And they laugh at me.
Okay.
You don't have to be on your knees and crying and praying like mad. But we're asking them to pull it out. And remember this, Nancy, all you're trying to do is bring to your conscious what is subconscious. So that makes it easier than if you think you're trying to do something absolutely mammoth, you know?
Yeah.
And they say that you should be able, see, you might even be able to stay with this guy, which sounds really weird.
Yeah, if I can get rid of that, but I just couldn't figure out what the block was, what the problem was.
Yeah, and it comes from, it's always hard for us, honey. We live in a kind of a labyrinth, don't we?
Yeah.
And you are a very light being, okay? And yet you need, like the rest of us, you need to pull out some, tweak some of these old roots that come from past experiences, you know? And he's actually not a bad guy.
No.
He's just acting out of a deep subconscious way of coping as a male, actually. And if you pull, and I got to remind you of this, if you can actually get conscious of these strings in your body mind over and over for the next few days, for example, you'll start changing your behavior. And guess what? His string pulling isn't going to work for you. And then he has the opportunity to change. And I feel like he could. You know, he's actually quite a soft person with a certain amount of light, isn't he?
Yes.
And you love him, don't you?
Yes.
But you're just afraid, right?
I don't want to feel manipulated anymore.
So when you feel manipulated, say, thanks for the alphabet. At least I know what I'm dealing with. And then you pull it out. And
okay.
I promise you, Nancy, you'll stop. You'll start. You might even burst into a sweat. You might feel a little sickly or dizzy or spaced out, but you'll stop being subconsciously manipulated. When you're consciously manipulated, you can say, oh, stop it.
Right? Yeah.
And I believe you're going to move this very fast.
Oh, yay. I'm so ready.
This is a hard time on the planet because things are moving so fast. This is an easy time on the planet because things are moving so fast. You got it?
Yeah.
Well, I loved your call.
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate it because I've reached out for help a lot and no one has grasped this, but you seem to really have pecked it and I so appreciate you. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Nancy. And if you feel like it, keep us posted, all right?
Okay, I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Now let's do a good night, honey. Excuse me, I've got some kind of phlegm in my throat. I just had the most wonderful massage this afternoon. And I'll tell you something. My massage therapist is a really amazing healer. And he took care of that hanging feeling, that emotional drooping feeling that was going through me from a family of origin experience over December and Christmas and New Year's. He took care of it in a way that was like all of you could do. It's like somebody pulling out that emotion, and all of a sudden, pop, I'm happy as can be. And that's the way you could be, too. So use all of the tools and techniques you can think about. As it was with Nancy, we want to call up and feel in our body, mind, all the energy of being manipulated. And for her, visually, it looked like strings, real strings. The advantage of that is when you get an image, something goofy like that, oh, strings, don't argue with it. Don't say, oh, I shouldn't be having strings. Get in there and grab those strings with the hands of your mind and pull them up, pull them up, pull them up. Notice where they are in your body and ask your guides and angels for help as you command total release of them. It helps a lot. Now you can say to me, well, why didn't you do that? Why did you have to go to a massage therapist? Because I think some things, like family of origin, are so intricate and woven, sometimes it's hard for us to get the clarity in ourselves because we need more than one person on the planet. Sometimes we're too subjective about ourselves. And I don't know when the rules say this way or that, but I am saying to you that my massage therapist here in Bellingham was outrageous, you guys. Wasn't very expensive, and he made my year so far. Popped me right out of an old neurosis. All right, you guys, let's all do. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, unless you're walking on the edge of a cliff, unless you're dancing with one foot up in the air, unless you're riding your bike. Close your beautiful eyes, the windows to your soul. And call in above your head a golden ball, and below your spine another golden ball. And drop a filament, a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball. Have it run right through your spine. You can usually feel that. Now from the upper golden ball to waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. Again, the lines are gold. Gold is a very high frequency color and energy. Okay? Drop a four-sided pyramid, and then upside down, meeting at point to point, another four-sided pyramid. Each one pokes into the ball above or below. So you've got yourself an eight-sided pyramid with a ball on the top point and a ball on the lower point. Now, inside of that eight-sided pyramid, you're going to put an eight-sided figure structure. You're going to do a crystal ball and have the outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your structure. And then inside of that, there you are, inside of a star tetrahedron, which is kind of like the Merkava. It's also like a three-dimensional Star of David. And it's the vehicle you use to shift dimensions. So you know, change the energy, change the reality. Get into your Merkava and start spinning and spinning. You're inside of an octahedron and inside of a crystal ball, and now you're inside of a star tetrahedron, and start spinning and spinning and spinning. I always like this part because I really feel myself spinning. And as you're spinning, I want you to take a look at the magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, we're going to place a little series of movies, just small movies. But these are going to have an impact on how you manifest and how you heal yourself and others. So the first part of the screen is you show yourself. You create a movie with you being what it is you want to become. I always say I want to be multidimensional, come from the heart. I want to be able to shift dimensions at will. Some of it I can do, but a lot of it. And so I see myself in there, being the way I really dream to become. And as I spin and spin and spin in my star tetrahedron, I get brighter and brighter as a woman who can shift dimensions and come from the heart all the time. And when I feel very confident that I'm able to achieve that, I wrap that scenario in light. You don't have to be wanting to shift dimensions. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Just whatever it is you want to become. And when we get the feeling we're actually doing that, wrap it in light. Good. And then move to the next screen. And in the next screen, we're going to do a project that you really want to do. Maybe you want to have home and family, a partnership, children. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to do a business. It doesn't matter. Pieces of art. Whatever it is you want to create. And see all the resources coming together so you can create that. Yes. Yeah. And as you get that going, you see all the resources coming together. And this project builds beautifully. And when something's missing, another resource comes in. And when it's at the level of being a business, see the resources streaming to it to keep it ongoing, to keep its future strong. And you feel, you can see yourself in the vision feeling so happy and pleased. When you really feel content, wrap it in light and let it stew away and be helped by the universe, and then move to our galactic healing center. Now, all of us has the capacity to have a healing team, which is in the unseen world or in the consciousness world. See yourself having a table, a beautiful table, and wrap the healing team around the table. And now you're the first person to flop on that table and either ask for healing, or they'll tell you what kind of healing you need. Good work. So I'm lying on the table looking around. Take a look at your team. How many are there? There's no rules. You tell me. And what do they look like? Who are they? Okay. And now they're going to do some healing work on you. Okay. All right. And see what they're doing. What are they doing? Are they pulling something out of you? Are they patching something up? Okay. And when you can feel something going on in your body and you just know things are working well, wrap that scenario in light and send it off to be stewing away in the light. And now let's do a second one. Do a person that you know needs some help. Okay. And then have that person lay on the table. And maybe the person wants to tell you what it is they need, or wants to tell the team, or maybe the team wants to tell them. There you go. And then watch what they do. Ask for their help and their guidance. Good. That's good. And then see if you, oh my, with my person, they're pulling something out of her body. I think it's kind of like an entity or something. I don't know. They're pulling it out of her, the left side of her body. Good. What's happening with yours? When you think it's getting somewhere, wrap it in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now we bring in one more person on our healing. Yeah. This is a little child with an awful illness. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I know this child. Going through a lot of pain and a lot of sort of nausea and phlegm suffering. Very difficult. The person looks like he's about 8 or 9. And they're going around changing his, vibrationally impacting his DNA. That's right. There. And now it seems like as they work on him, it changes. There's a certain kind of a phlegm saliva thing that is changing before my very eyes. So it's not me doing it, they're doing it. Yeah. But I don't know who this child is. But bless his heart. And we just keep doing this and sending it off. Wrap it in light and send it off over to the side. Now let's do a political one. What would you like to do? I think what I'd like to do is something about the economic situation in the world. I would like it to be equitable. So let's do something about healing the economic situation. How would you like to do that? Ask the team to wrap itself around that great oligarchy that's doing a lot of the economic control. That's it. And then let's see some of the financial nuggets or hubs. Let's just wrap them in light. Let's call in a kind of a pink and orange light in from the great central sun. Bring it in through the top of your head, out your, down through your chest and out your arms, and then radiate that and absolutely infuse these beings with love, with compassion. I think this is what the shift really is all about. Love, compassion, sharing, oneness. Good work. And then have that touch various circles of beings around the world until it just absolutely emanates through that whole network of what they call it, the global elite that really handle the finances. Yeah. And we're just sending it round and round the world to touch the hearts of those beings whose goals are money, and sometimes they forget that they have a heart. That's right. And we're just sending it to their hearts and have it move right around the world, this pinkish, orange, salmon-y colored light. Have it move all around the world, touching the hearts of everyone in every village. It's interesting. And have it move round and round the world and maybe touch the hearts of those beings who live in different dimensions that we're expecting to see over this next year or two. And have it move back around and come up through your hands into your own heart, flood your own life, and go back up into the great central sun. Now let's zipper shut our healing center, our galactic healing center. And here we are back in the room. I'd love to chat with you about what's going on with you. The shift is supposedly about us. I'm being really hyper-simplistic here, but it's that the vibrations of our species, of our solar system, of the universe are all moving up. We cannot function holding our densities, the densities of defensiveness, resistance, fear, dog eat dog. We can't function holding those densities anymore. Those are heavy duty frequencies. And as the frequencies on the planet move up, surely every other frequency in our body, mind, the plants, the trees, all kinds of things have to move up as well. And what happens with us as human beings is that we have to find ways of, we don't have to, but it would help a lot, to find ways of easing the pressure in the body-mind when the frequencies move up. So if you have, for example, a sense of self-loathing or victimization or resistance in your body-mind, well, what kind of feelings do you have? We all have some, right? Fear of not being enough. Pick some of the basic things we have. Those are of a deeper level. They're a thicker level. They're slower frequencies. And as the frequencies are moving up, very often that dislodges these ones that might have been. I was working on someone today and found out that she's looking for a job. She's a bright, bright spirit. She should be getting a job because she has a lot to offer and nothing's happening. And I watched her charisma, her going out into the world. She doesn't get recognized. And the only reason for that is she's holding in some of the more tumultuous feelings that she might have. So, for example, if she's angry or if she's really wanting to be nice and she's sublimating her anger, I'm talking about all of you here, not just my client today, but the way she was sublimating some of the more raw feelings way down deep inside, it pulled her charisma way in and it was like a cap on her natural energies. Well, what's happening right now is that cap's going to be pushed off, and there's a tumultuous reactive energy coming on up. And we need to have the art of getting hold of that and feeling, for example, the anger. I feel really angry. I feel really pissed. And you don't go out there and do that at the people outside, the bus driver, the baker, your old friend, any of those. We don't do it there, but we bring it up because when you do, and when you clear it, or when you bring it up, and then perhaps if it's anger, you want to allow yourself to go into a mode of forgiving, whoever it is you're angry at, whether it's yourself or other people, you want to do that because during the shift, you're not going to be able to sublimate it. And that anger has to come up because you're being jostled by the moving frequencies. And remember this from the Arcturian books that were so darn good. Change the energies, change the reality. And it's really interesting because if you go out into the, and I was referring to Joal Kuhl recently who did Recession Proofing Your Mind, a way of dealing with these times of recession. He's saying, Joal Kuhl is a very old channel being. Hello?
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Tamara.
Hi, Tamara.
And I'm just kind of calling because what you were talking about, discussing keeping our emotions in, really radiates with me. I've been in a job where I've just been keeping it in. And, you know, I finally made the decision to quit. And, I mean, they're offering me a lot to stay there, but I'm still quitting. I'm just trying to, you know, move forward in my life.
And do you still think you have to quit?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the right environment for me.
Okay. So, you know, the reason I asked that question is because in staying with the subject, you know, that I was talking about, sometimes if we change, for example, if you start to move inside with the stuff that has been sublimated in there, sometimes you don't have to change your environment because you are changing the environment. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I mean, I have made a lot of changes in the environment, but it's a very male-dominated, beat-people-down type of environment.
Oh, yuck.
And I've just, you know, I finally burst.
Good.
And I mean, I actually looked for a job today. And I mean, so, I mean, I've had some interviews, but I'm just, you know, I'm not connecting with people at these interviews.
Yeah, you have two more interviews coming up this week, coming week?
No, not yet. Not that I know of.
All of a sudden, you have two more interviews coming up, and then you'll find that it's like a cork is taken off. All of a sudden, you go, oh, I feel alive in this one, and that's going to happen, and that's all of a sudden, you're in a different job, and it's very good.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell... What?
No, go ahead.
I just want to say, Tamara, that you do have the opportunity to make a huge change where you're working.
I know.
I mean, really, it's like they would actually listen to you, but you have to be really, you have to be releasing. The tools that we've got, the strongest tools we've got are releasing our hidden rage, fury. And I don't mean at the people around you, which would probably be easy enough to do. But
that would be such a blessing to be able to do.
Especially if you could take a big Nerf bat and swing it around. But, but it's funny because that environment, in a funny way, wants to change. If you look at the environment as an entity, I'm laughing about yours because it does want to change. It's got the wrong attitude.
It's an environment that's trying to be more professional. And they don't know how to go about it.
See, so what they need is a leadership, right?
Oh, they do. They're so disorganized. And I mean, not that I'm, you know, they're very disorganized.
And what's
like
your role
chaos.
In the job?
Pardon?
What's your role?
Basically, it's human resources and gathering the people up. Like, I'm hiring probably 200 people in the next week.
But it's so interesting, honey, because you have more power than you think.
I know.
Do you hate
but,
that?
You know, I could stay there and change, but it's like being, I guess, a cork in a tumultuous storm, and I don't know if I'm strong enough to withstand it.
Well, it's funny because the one thing about people is that we are contagious of one another's energies and our thoughts and feelings and our resistances and so on. And by the same token, when someone begins to change and move up in frequency consciously, other people hitch a ride, and some of them will move as well. So you wouldn't be a cork floating on the sea. You would be someone who's kind of spearheading the cork that's got the wheel in his hand, and he's steering the ocean.
And I get that energy because my level gets up, mm-hmm. and it's almost like they come in like a pack of dogs to bring me back down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, of course it's true because you're telling me that, but I'm also seeing that, but I'm still seeing that there are people dotted. If you did it in a different way and it was a really concerted effort, okay, I'm going to change this gall darn thing. And then you really worked with a few people that are bright spots throughout it. You could actually steer it into a higher level. And I'm not sure you want to do that. A, B, I know you're going to have another job probably within a week and a half, 2 weeks, or at least several interviews that are extremely promising. Okay? So you don't have to do what I'm saying, but I'm talking about this for even people at home, is sometimes when we gird our loins and really steer as hard as we can and involve some people, you got to get a bit of coercion going, you know what I mean? Get a few people that have a little lighter heart to follow you.
Yeah, and I need that because sometimes I'm like a bull in a china shop,
well,
and I don't know how to be as more gentle with bringing through this change.
Well, it's funny. I don't know if you heard the first caller. She was talking about being manipulated by the male.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very funny. I remember years ago I was saying to my guides and angels, I want you to show me all the ways in which I manipulate people. And over the next few days, I realized how many times I manipulate people, and we all do, and I suddenly got it that we use conscious manipulation at times, and that's okay. So I'm watching you going, you could consciously manipulate some of the people. That's not being a bull in a china shop. That's being consciously manipulating the way some of the people respond to the situation. And you might want to try it before you leave just to see if you can experiment with it. Because you have a really strong light. You have a strong feminine energy, which means that you have, and some guys have this too, you have the ability to kind of gather people and cultivate them into some kind of overall pattern. You have that. And I'm going,
yeah.
I don't know, I wouldn't want to waste the opportunity of seeing if you could turn around the ambiance of this company. That sounds like a really huge job for the position you're in. But are you the only woman?
But I don't know. Like, I'm exhausted. And I mean, they offered me the moon and the stars almost to stay, and I'm like, I don't want it.
Go ahead.
Political backlash because, not that I need to be loved and liked, but, you know, not being called names under their breath as they walk by me.
I know, that's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm strong enough to withstand that.
Do you have any allies, honey?
Actually, my direct supervisor, he's great. He's been, you know, very good, but...
Well, you know what?
You know, I mean...
I just feel like, A, you're going to get a job very soon.
Mm-hmm.
B, you could do this like you wouldn't believe, and you said you're exhausted, and I understand that. But if you were using a little bit more of a plan, a little more of conscious awakening, you could turn around the entire ambiance of this business.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't do it yourself. You would start the wave moving, and people would get on it. You see, that's a whole different thing than I have to do it all myself.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, you're already getting the flack. People are afraid of you because you seem to be bossy, or you seem to know things they don't know, or how come she's so hot or whatever. People do that. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a couple of allies and it starts changing, I'm not saying you have to stay there, but the guides are saying this is one opportunity you might want to get a big kick out of. And the other thing you want to do is back up and really affirm, do affirmations, visualizations, do our kind of sacred geometric meditation and then step forward, whichever way you choose, because you've got a job coming, and you could also play at this one. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be there for a couple of weeks anyway, you know?
Yes, you're
you see what I'm saying? And you see, one of the things about you is that you have a very powerful kind of a psychic light. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You have you're a strong woman. You're not, I'm a sweet little delicate. No way, you're very strong.
And
you're very feminine.
Sometimes that's a little bit rough in life.
What?
Sometimes that's a little bit tough to be in life.
Yeah, I think every authentic role has its challenges, right?
Because you're pushing the boundaries. And I mean, it hasn't been that long since we as women just got the vote.
Right.
You know,
and the thing is
still
that
so much that we can do.
So you're disrupting somebody else's security, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's she doing here? Why is she acting so important? Because his security is disrupted. All of a sudden, he's scared, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're breaking through all of his rules. And I promise you this. This is a really funny thing to say, and you might throw the phone at me. But down the road, whether you change jobs or not, you're going to come in attuned to a situation where you may want to take charge and see if you can shift the whole ambience, which I think you can. It's hard to be a very, very powerful woman who's also extremely sensitive and very artistic, very creative. You have a strength about you. Do you know that?
And yeah, no, because I do push so far, and then I realize it's affecting the other person, and then I pull back.
That's very smart. It's just that there's an aspect of your nature that could cultivate those people that she's pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably an Enneagram 8. I don't know, but I know there's a type of Enneagram person who is an extremely good leader, but she might have trouble managing her power until she really gets it and she absolutely loves the people into harmony over a project, finally.
Yeah.
And that's something you have. You have this brilliant light in you that's just... Are you a Leo? What's your birthday?
Pisces.
Oh, really? Well, you have a strength for a Pisces, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I go both ways, right? I'm always flipping. My problem is I flip in and out.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about that with you. I'm a little concerned because you get hurt and tired. But on the other hand, I think it's right in your dharma, in your soul's journey, at some point to run may not be running the whole business. It's more like running the ambiance or the flavor of life in the business. You have that.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody has that ability.
No, and
you have it.
I do notice like a lot of companies that I go into, I definitely leave my mark.
Yeah. And you don't have to stay forever, and you don't have to stay in this company because you've got another job coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're teasing
you
and going,
no, because.
And I'm teasing you and going, you have it in your dharma, honey.
I know, but sometimes you need to pick your battles. And.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It's your life.
I don't want to fight this one. It just takes too much energy right now.
Do you have children?
No.
Okay. And I'm saying, I'm teasing you a little bit because I'm saying, boy, I'm pushing you really hard, but you have the option to do it any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to remember that. Talk to God, talk to your higher self, talk to your angels and say, well, that's true. Let's set it up so it's a graceful and easy, challenging job that I do that in. Something like that. I would do some affirmations because you just have a real gift in there. And I'm going, I don't think the universe is going to let you by with just packing that little gift into a satchel and ignoring it.
Does that make sense? Don't give it to me easy.
I think we have to refine our muscles most of the time. You know what I mean? But you're a very good soul, honey, and you have a lot to give the world. So if you pack up and leave, fine. But you'll do it. At one of these times, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
are you sorry you called in?
No, it's good because sometimes you just need a sounding board.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, you get so tied up in your emotions about something. And, you know, sometimes we get caught up fighting it to, you know, kind of step back and take a look at it more objectively.
Yeah. And it's actually really good to sound things out this on global radio, no less, you know.
I know.
Well, if you ever feel like it, phone in and let us know what you've done, honey, and I'll send you light and know that you're being led. You're really a brilliant light soul. And remember, these frustrations come up really fast and they're hard right now, but they also shift really fast. You know, that's what's going on. So we should be selling shift t-shirts.
I'm just kind of curious, have you ever done any of that, what is it, Tawada manifesting? It's like you look at symbol, geometric symbols?
No, I have not done that. How do you spell that?
I think it's T-W-A-T-T-W-A.
You know what I'll do is look it up after the show's done.
Yeah, I may be spelling it wrong, but it's quite interesting. Like it comes from India and I manifesting, and I do those and it clears away a lot of negative energy for me.
Well, then I would continue to do it because you have a special light on that regard and you will be doing stuff you really want to do.
Okay.
A lot of people have no idea how to get there, but you will know. Helps to be a Pisces too, because you're going to get it through your intuition. Smart girl. All right, honey. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay. And thanks for everything you do.
Aw, and you. Good night.
Okay.
All right. So that was an interesting one because she probably didn't expect that, but we were going to push her to bring some of the gifts out of her because this is what's also happening in the shift. There's a process in humanity about authenticating, about being who you really are. Is Jackie and her team work all the time with helping us be doing our great works. And I really think that maybe our great works come from our authenticity and being who you really are. It's quite interesting because we get defensive and we create what we think is security, all kinds of stuff. But security is not working in the old way in our convention right now, is it? It's like to be who you are will give you the greatest security. And many, many people listening to this show, Radiance by Design, are people who are really wanting to get their truth forward and wanting to get their dharma forward. I'm really excited about my Paradigm Shifters guest coming up. The next guest is going to be Lady Ashtar. She's a channel, Terry Simons, and she channels Ashtar of the Ashtar Command. And we're going to talk about, according to Ashtar, who's really got quite an amazing perspective, we're going to talk about the economic chicanery that we're all hearing about and learning about the greed and dominance that's going on out there and the shifting, I guess it's the dissembling of the economic and political structures. They're just kind of coming apart all over the world, aren't they? And of course, we know that when things are coming apart, there are new things coming up. So I really like talking to a number of different people about this subject, and Ashtar is going to be up on Tuesday at 8 o'clock here on BBS Radio. I know it's going to be an interesting show, so I'm eager for it, and I hope you are too. Let's see, what else? Jackie Salvitti is not feeling too well tonight. She's doing a huge release herself and has been pushing through all of us. I went through a huge one and went to, I had several helpers this week helping me get through a bunch of family of origin stuff that I should have been releasing. I wanted to release them, but they really helped me move it through fairly swiftly. And Jackie's having a Kundalini release, a huge spiritual shift, so she's not able to be live on air. So we're going to do a rerun of the show that she did on December the 2nd, or we did on December the 2nd, which is talking about holy mackerel. Here comes the shift. Here comes the tumultuous chaos on our planet as systems break down, as certain people drive like mad for security and certain systems break down and security doesn't look like it used to. So what do you fall back on and how do you, and this is just what I'm asking you right now, how do we find a sense of self and how do we find a sense of security? Well, my understanding of that is that we drop inside and we look, like our first caller tonight, Nancy, we look at what our concern is, what is giving us a great deal of pain. drop into your body, call in your higher self, and say, I want to feel the, well, or we can even look at the last caller, Tamara, and we could say, I want to feel that horrible frustration about being at work where I want to leave the work. I want to feel it right now, and I want to feel what I feel. Do I feel, and I'm asking one of you out there, I can see several people, but I'm asking one, feeling an odd tumultuousness. I can't be doing the work I really want to do. I'm so frustrated. I feel less than. I feel, now this one is a guy, and he's feeling kind of ground down by his own thought process. And when I ask to call up all the energy that comes from the source of those feelings, he also gets a huge belly pain. He gets some pain running through the heart and all of these cable-like things running through his body, mind. And I see that when it takes him over, it's like his head disappears, as if he has no power to think through and make choices in his world. Now, as I talk to him, I say, oh, look at your arms. Seem to be all buzzy and they seem to be disappearing. And your head, my goodness. So what we do is we call in our guides and angels and we ask for help as we command total release of those old subconscious feelings, of those old subconscious conscriptions. One more time, let's call it up, all the ways this guy feels oppressed by his fear of himself, all the ways that Tamara feels frustrated about her life in the office, and the power issues of amongst the men she's working with, and all the ways in which Nancy feels manipulated and how that manipulation runs through her body, mind. Let's exaggerate all of that stuff and ask for help as we command total release of that right now. Total release. Total release. And now each of you take a golden spiraling light and swoosh it right up through your feet. Absolutely flood it through your body, mind, swish, 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 all the way up into the great central sun. And that's where you get the energy that runs through your body and really inspires your dharma to bring your gifts forward. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I loved tonight's show. I love that we had a caller right off the bat. I love that you all tuned in with me to do our sacred geometric meditation, and that we're all creating a very powerful spiritual and vibrational community with Radiance by Design. Remember, as we all tune in, and this works in any group, anywhere, as we all tune in to one another's deep integrity, deep truth, as we all tune in to one another's shared intentions to evolve through the shift, we're creating community. We're creating a collective that in itself has a tremendous power. Because remember, the collective, we breathe it. We feel its thoughts and feelings, and it runs through us. So let's consciously create that collective together. So once again, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to the show. And I'd love it if you email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, for a session with me and my guides and angels, or for suggestions about the show, questions you want to have answered on the show, or suggestions for guests on Paradigm Shifters. Remember, Paradigm Shifters Tuesday night is going to feature, we're going to be talking to Lady Ashtar, Terry Simons, who channels Ashtar, and we're going to talk about politics, the economics in the world, and the shift. And stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and we'll be talking about the tumultuous times at the top of the hour. Thank you for listening. Take a deep breath. Fill your breath with love and then send it back out to our Radiance by Design community. Good night.